The state held its final public hearing on Governor Scott Walker's proposed budget today. The two-year, $76 billion budget calls for a new round of tax cuts, increased spending on public schools, and some increased road funding, among other measures.
Jesse O'Poyan is with us now, live from Marinette, where she covered that final budget hearing. She's a reporter for the Capital Times. She covers state government and politics. Jesse, welcome back to Central Time.
Hey, thanks for having me back.
Well, was there a big turnout today at this public hearing on the budget?
Yeah, it was, I think, held up pretty similarly to what was seen at some of the other ones. I think between 125 and 200 people signed up to testify. They actually, they were scheduled to go until 5, and they just ran out. They're still sitting there waiting for people just in case anyone else shows up. But yeah, you know, the room was reasonably full throughout the day.
And was there one issue that dominated the day?
Yeah, I think probably the thing that we heard most about today was public education funding. There are a lot of school administrators, teachers, and school board members, and just sort of public education advocates who are there asking the committee to support the governor's proposal for education funding and to maybe take make a couple changes to some of the requirements in there. But that was, I think, to me, the standout issue of the day.
Yeah, looking at that a little more, you mentioned the governor talked about restoring some funding to schools. Were people advocating for local schools talking about impacts of, you know, budget difficulties they've had at their own institutions?
Yeah, you know, they talked a lot about just sort of the need to get by, and they asking for this funding. You know, they're not saying necessarily there's a whole lot more they can do with it, but this is what they need just to maintain the services that they're offering. A lot of the districts that we're speaking today talked about high populations of students on free or reduced lunch, and the needs that come along with that. Homelessness was an issue that came up, the need for mental health services, all of those things that, you know, can fall by the wayside when you're looking at school funding from the big picture view from above, but make a big difference when you're actually working in the district.
You mentioned conditions that would apply to this additional funding. One string attached that some districts have pointed out is measuring compliance with Act 10 when it comes to salaries, actually to benefits and how much teachers and other staff pay for them. Was that one of the things that was brought up at the hearing today?
Yeah, that was pretty much universally opposed by the people who were speaking, and even if they were speaking, you know, in support of that funding, they, and even people who were fans of Act 10, you know, there was a woman from the Peshtigo School Board who said Act 10 saved her district hundreds of thousands of dollars, but she still doesn't want the district to be tied to that requirement just because, you know, districts have found other ways to fund their health insurance. This requirement would say teachers need to be contributing 12% to their health care costs, and there are districts who have found ways to save money, you know, have used Act 10 and worked within the law, but are a little worried that having this hanging over their heads could complicate things for them in terms of getting that funding.
Talking to Jesse O'Poyan from the Capital Times about today's public hearing in Marinette on the state budget. Jesse, it's a public hearing. The public was there speaking. Just give us behind the scenes. Who was there hearing it? What lawmakers were there? And how do they interact with the public?
It is actually pretty minimal interaction from the lawmakers. This is these are the days that they sit and listen and hear what the public has to say. But it was the Joint Finance Committee in its entirety, and then some of the state representatives and senators who represent sort of the whole northeastern Wisconsin area. So not just Marinette, but the Green Bay area, or you know, districts to the west of here too.
Another issue in addition to education that's been a hot item in the budget, some differences between Governor Walker and members of his own party in the legislature, it's been transportation. Is that something that came up in this public hearing?
It did a little bit, and actually a little bit less than I expected it to, but from what I've heard, it came up more at some of the other hearings. But there were a couple people who spoke today. One in particular is a gentleman who runs the school bus company for Marinette and for Brilliant, who said, you know, he's on the roads. They're not in good shape, and he wants to see a gas tax increase. There's another gentleman who spoke in support of that gas tax increase as well.
Was that it, or were there people opposing gas tax increases as the governor has himself?
You know, I did not hear anyone today. I know at some of the other hearings, I know in Platteville in particular, there were people who have opposed it. So, you know, I don't know that this is necessarily representative, but there weren't any that I heard today.
So education, transportation, anything else that came up, and maybe anything off the beaten path a little bit?
Yeah, you know, there's always a couple things here and there. One of the things that came up was treatment and diversion programs for people struggling with addiction, just sort of asking lawmakers to continue to invest in that, talking about some success stories there, talking about mental health services, both out, you know, we talked about that in schools, but also in the community, you know, talking about the DNR and environment. People up here, it's a beautiful part of the state, really healthy environment up here, and people want to protect that. So talking about best ways to do that.
This was the last in this series of public hearings around the state. So what happens next with the budget?
So next with the budget, the Joint Finance Committee will start its deliberations. They'll start taking up the sections and, you know, deciding what stays, what goes, what changes. And those, I don't know that we have a schedule for when that starts yet, but expect that to start in May, I believe.
Now, if I can really go behind the scenes here, Jesse, I understand that this was at Marinette High School. And I believe talking to a graduate of Marinette High School. What was it like going back to your old stomping grounds?
It was a little strange, a little surreal. I ate lunch by myself in the cafeteria. I felt pretty sad, a little awkward, but it's fun. The co-chairman of the committee, Representative John Nygren, is also a Marinette High alum, a little while before me, but we had a good, strong Marinette showing here today. So it was a little odd, but a lot of fun to be here.
And I don't know this. What's the mascot of Marinette High School?
It's the Marines. We have the Marinette Marine here, the shipbuilding company. So that is our mascot, too. It's an anchor.
And I assume you and Representative Nygren did a Marinette Marine chant or Go Marines or something along the way.
You know, I can tell you that there is a stack of yearbooks sitting out in a room here that I believe the committee has been looking through old yearbook photos of the representative.
We'll leave it there for now, Jesse. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks, guys.
That's Jesse Apoyan, reporter for the Capital Times. She covers state government and politics. She joined us to talk about the final public hearing for the state budget and what people and lawmakers had to say.